Johnson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We have Colette joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Kennedy?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's your daughter's name first?
My daughter's name is Amelia.
And Amelia is 14 years old. She rides at Cutter Farms in Draycott. And that's why you're calling in this morning to talk about some adversity, but then how Cutter Farms came through big time for your daughter.
Okay. So she's been riding since she's been 5 years old. And pre-COVID, she did a lot of shows. And then post-COVID, she didn't. And she was given the opportunity to do a show at Cutter Farms on Sunday, August 17th. And she was going to be riding a horse called Dahlia, who she's been riding for 2 years. And like any horse, they can become lame instantaneously. And the Saturday before the show, we were told in the afternoon that she wasn't able to ride in the show because her horse that she rides became lame.
What does become lame mean for those of us that aren't equestrians?
It means that something happened with her legs so that she wasn't able to hold bear any weight, so she wasn't able to have a rider.
She was on the injured reserve, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help?
Sprained hoof?
Yeah, something like this.
Mm-hmm. Out 2 to 3 weeks.
Yep, just like that, Dan.
Yes, exactly. So, and then she was devastated because she was really looking forward to it and had practiced like the pet, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to get ready for it. Mm. And she was just in tears and very upset. And Marina, the owner of Cutter Farms, came up with a suggestion that she would be able to borrow and ride another horse at the farm.
Oh.
And that owner, and this horse is he's a professional horse. And the horse owner, Andrea, agreed to it. And then on Sunday, Amelia was able to ride him. But if you know anything about horses, you're supposed to have a little bit of time on the horse before you show. And she only had 30 minutes to ride him before she showed.
Wow.
A little bit of stress.
Brave.
A little bit of stress. And so how did it go?
So she won all of her divisions that she rode. So she did two dressages. Yep. She ran blue ribbons for, she did dressage, which is like kind of skills in front of a judge in the inside. So she won blues for those. Then she also did rails, which is like rail jumping, which isn't like up high. It's just like on the ground rails, because the horse that she was riding before could only do ground rails. And she won first in her division as well. And
that's so cool.
Really unheard of for a horse that you've only been riding for 30 minutes.
Wow. This is just goes to show you, man, one little piece of kindness can be a butterfly effect to so many other people, right?
It is. It turns in a lot of, and all the other people at the barn, because it's a tight-knit community. We're really proud and really excited that Andrea allowed Amelia to ride her horse Chief. And we're just excited that Marina, the owner, made it all happen.
I guess when I think of having kids, my thought would be like taking them to soccer practice, or maybe they have to go play violin or something. I've never once considered horse shows. How does one end up there? Like, how'd you get into that?
I needed something for her to do when she was 5 years old. And I was like, oh, it's only a mile from our house. So I started her with lessons with that. It's kind of like your son does lacrosse, and you just kind of build and build and build.
Right.
And she rides like 3 days a week. She loves it. So it's kind of one of her passions. And the horse show is just sort of like the next level, because it's like you could just ride around in circles, or you could actually now try to do something with it and try to show.
Building so much confidence along the way.
Yeah, it does, because she had a weak confidence and was kind of a meek person when she started riding, and now she's very confident, and she just has a lot of energy, and just she's so exuberant and will talk to anybody, and it's through horseback riding.
Well, now she's got a whole blue ribbon room.
Love
of course
it.
She's confident.
Let's go.
I know.
Well, congratulations to Amelia for her blue ribbons.
Yes.
And
yes.
Amelia and everybody at Cutter Farms, and you, Mom, Colette, are all officially members of the Carson
and
Kennedy.
And Chief the Horse. Don't forget Chief
the
Horse.
Oh, don't forget the Horse, too. Are all officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo.
Perfect. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
No, it's a great story. Thank you for sharing it with us.
All right. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And if you have a story you want to share for the Good Vibe Tribe, we'd love to hear it. Could be about a horse. Could be about a job. Could be about an event.
I just love that one. That is the whole idea of the Good Vibe Tribe. People helping people.
617-655-1234. You can call or text us here in the studio to get set up to be on the Good Vibe Tribe. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning, Kennedy?
I do. So with the news of Taylor Swift getting engaged, there is one little boy who was very sad because he wanted to marry her himself.
I want to get married to Taylor Swift.
You want to get married to Taylor Swift? Travis is gonna get married to her.
Yeah, but it's not fair.
It's not fair, Carson. It's not fair.
She probably challenged Travis to a duel.
So cute.
I want to get married to Taylor Swift.
You want to get married to Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I'm trying to
Travis is gonna get married to her.
Yeah, but it's not fair.
It's not, buddy. It's not.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix. We're streaming on the Odyssey app in time for Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Well, there is no more love on the island, friends. Amaya and Brian have broken up. Amaya wrote on the Insta space, "My papayas, Brian and I are no longer together. After leaving the villa, it became very clear we were on two different journeys. Our visions didn't align, and relationships are supposed to be a team sport." She said, "You don't have to drink the whole sea to know it's salty, Carson." She says she bears no ill will towards her now ex. All love here, and I truly wish him the best.
It's interesting to me because they did a lot of press, and during all of this press over the past, 2 months, they have been very lovey-dovey. Mm-hmm. They seem like they were happy. They were together. Was that all a lie?
I have no idea. Or they just realized that it wasn't going to work and they split. But I would say, yeah, they had to probably contractually were obligated to do the rest of
it. I mean, she said it as soon as, what was that statement? She knew when she left the island?
She said after leaving the villa, it became very clear we were on two different journeys.
Right.
I think when you get super famous like this super fast, it's hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But either way.
Probably contractually obligated. You know, they were on the late night shows. They were everywhere.
Well, yeah.
Just they came to a Red Sox game. They looked happy. They looked happy. But they were, it was, are you telling me, wait a minute. Are you telling me a reality dating show wasn't real? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm just telling you the facts of what I have.
Huh.
The money was real.
Huh.
Everyone's doing pretty well.
I'm sure they had a good time and then they didn't.
The old okie doke, they got me.
It is. They were having a good time and then they weren't.
What show were they on?
Love Island. Tale as old as time. Prime Video is developing a limited series based on the Karen Reid trial with Elizabeth Banks set to play Karen.
Wow.
And executive produced via her Brownstone production. The project comes from Warner Brothers Television and showrunner Justin Noble, who did Brooklyn Nine-Nine, among many other things, along with David E. Kelly, who is the guy when it comes to crime TV shows. The potential series will explore society's obsession with true crime, the allure of conspiracy, and the deepening crisis of trust in our institutions. Woof.
Wow.
This will be based on the podcast Karen, produced by Law and Crime and Wondery. And so, yeah, I don't know when it's going to happen or whatever. It was just announced. So it's in the very early stages, but they've been working on this for a minute. Reed and her defense attorney, Alan Jackson, have signed a separate deal to develop a script to take on her case with producer LBI Entertainment. So that one will be different.
We need to get clips of our show when we were talking about the trial as it was happening to these people. So, you know, there's always that one scene where somebody's driving in their car and they turn the radio on and you can hear the two Yahoos on the radio talking about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the two Yahoos can be us, Kennedy.
You know, I'm here for it.
It's 75 in the Karen Reid trial today. How was that?
Well, if we did weather.
Why did you change your voice? You're already on the radio. Just
I don't know.
Voice.
It just felt like because I'm just impersonating what I see.
This
on
is
TV.
What a radio host on TV sounds like.
And Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick. We haven't heard from them in a minute, but they are coming back in a style that I just can only get behind. They are going to trademark the term gold digger.
You give me
She, of course, is 24. He, of course, is 73. Her company's latest application for a trademark. Just leaning in. Records show an application was filed by TCE Rights Management LLC, owned and managed by Jordan, this week to trademark the term gold digger. She wants to make money with the term, from the term, with a jewelry line. I can't imagine that you can trademark something that ubiquitous, but...
I can't believe somebody doesn't have it already trademarked.
Again, I don't know that you could trademark something so ubiquitous like that. You don't own it. Like, you didn't make it happen.
Right.
This isn't a new word.
Right.
So.
Doesn't Kanye own it? Or maybe Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian's a gold digger. Please. That's what I got.
Kris Jenner made it so none of her kids have to be gold diggers.
All right.
Because that woman.
Their men are gold diggers is what I'll say.
That woman works harder than the devil.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Nancy from Natick.
Hello.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy
out? How are you, Kennedy?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
All right.
Nancy, will you kick Kennedy out?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure. Good luck.
Yeah. See, listen here. See, get out of the studio, kid. All right, she's gone. She gone.
All right.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Nancy. Get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Question number one. Sabrina Carpenter dropped a teaser for her new song, Tears. Is Sabrina Carpenter her real name or a stage name?
That is her real name.
Anne Hathaway wiped out on a set of Steps while filming The Devil Wears Prada 2, but she recovered like a champ. Who played Hathaway's boss, Miranda Priestley, in the first Devil Wears Prada?
Oh my gosh, I just watched this the other night.
So?
That feels like it would be helpful.
Wait. I know.
All right.
I can't remember.
That's all right.
Question number three. Kim Kardashian is getting dragged online for letting her 12-year-old daughter wear a corset. What is the name of her 12-year-old daughter that she had with Kanye?
North.
Today in 1991, this band released their debut album, 10, featuring hits Even Flow, Jeremy, and Alive. Who are they?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Sure. Today in 1991, this band released their debut album, 10, featuring their hits Even Flow, Jeremy, and Alive. Who are they?
I don't know. Hanson Brothers.
Imagine the Hanson Brothers doing Even Flow.
Yeah, you don't remember their... You don't remember Hanson Brothers grunge era, Dan? All of them wearing flannel?
Mm-bop!
Steve Carell and John Krasinski surprised the cast of The Office spinoff The Paper on their first day of filming to wish them good luck. They happen to be next door filming a coffee commercial. Where does Michael Scott move to when he leaves The Office at the end of season 7? Spoiler alert.
Oh, boy.
That's when the show should have just ended.
Yeah.
I know.
Need an answer.
Miami.
All right, let's get Miami. Kennedy back in the studio, please.
My God.
It's okay, Nancy.
That was terrible.
No, you did good.
Nancy's my mama's name, too. There's not a lot of Nancy's out there anymore.
No, there are not.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Nancy from Natick got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
These are very difficult. You ready?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
Did you study?
A little bit.
Question number one. Sabrina Carpenter dropped a teaser for her new song, Tears. Is Sabrina Carpenter her real name or a stage name?
Oh. Real name.
Tied at 1. Anne Hathaway wiped out on a set of steps while filming The Devil Wears Prada 2, but she recovered like a champ. Who played Hathaway's boss, Miranda Priestly, in the first Devil Wears Prada?
Meryl Streep.
2-1.
Dang it.
Kim Kardashian is getting dragged for letting her 12-year-old daughter wear a corset. What is her 12-year-old daughter's name that she had with Kanye?
North.
Thoughts on this, Kennedy?
I think I'm not going to tell people what to wear. Do you know what I mean? Like, if she feels confident, if she feels she looked beautiful to me, it didn't look. It looked ugly because it looked like it came from the year 2000. But that's just me.
3-2. Question number 4. Today in 1991, this band released their debut album, 10. It featured hits Even Flow. Jeremy and Alive named the band.
Pearl Jam.
Not Hanson. So close, though.
Oh, my God.
Dan doing Bop as Even Flow.
I cannot.
4-2. Question number 5. Steve Carell and John Krasinski surprised the cast of The Office spinoff The Paper on their first day of filming to wish them good luck. Where does Michael Scott move to when he leaves The Office at the end of season 7?
Oh, I don't know.
Colorado.
I see.
4-2. Final score. Kennedy gets the win. I can't decide whether to play Hanson or Pearl Jam here, Dan.
The answer is Hanson.
Yeah, Hanson.
The answer is absolutely Hanson.
To all the IPA dads.
Nobody wants to be sad.
Then you know what I'm doing.
Nobody wants to be sad.
Yeah, let's do Last Kiss right
Good
before 7
a.m. Good God, stop. No.
Nancy, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Nancy from Manic, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
We all know what I'm going to play, right?
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter?
Oh, we can back in the car.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Attention parents, you may notice a slight change in your daily lives. If you find yourself cleaning the house only once a week, if you find you're not driving people to the mall once a day, if there seems to be an inordinate amount of money in your wallet or purse, if nothing has been broken recently, if no one is shouting, "Stop touching me," or if there seems to be an overwhelming sense of peace and relaxation, please do not panic. Your children have simply returned to school and are now destroying the lives of underpaid strangers. Thank you. You may now return to your alcohol and soap operas.
I got a text from Lana this morning. It just said, "I can't even."
Oh.
Three words that I just knew immediately what she meant. Barrett has school today, freshman orientation. He's going to be there all day.
And he's already in trouble?
I can't even.
Oh, dear.
Says a lot with three small words.
I love it.
617-655-1234. Three words to describe how you're feeling as your kids are getting ready to go back to school. Or maybe it's their first day of school. Or maybe they're going off to college and you're never going to see them in your house again. Katie's from
you will.
They still have laundry.
Laundry. Yeah.
Katie's from Whitman. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. So I am shook.
Why are you shook, Katie?
This is for all of my newly parented parents, whatever you want to call them, people who just had babies. My kids are 2 and 8 months, and I am on a wait list, not just one, 3 different wait lists for preschool up until 2028.
We did that this with insane. Barrett. We had this with Barrett. We were on a wait list for kindergarten his first year. He didn't get in until December to get into a public school because there's no seats.
I, too, am shook. Maybe we'll Wait, start, what? I should start a preschool, maybe.
She's just trying to get the kids out of the house if she can.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
A 2-year wait list for a preschool.
That is wild.
Thank you, Katie.
Like, do you have to start putting on a list before you're even pregnant?
It feels like it
My
nowadays.
Goodness.
Jill is from East Boston. 3 words to describe how you're feeling with the kids going back to school.
Good morning, Carson, Kennedy, and Dan. My 3 words are, I am sad.
Aww.
I love summer. Aww. And I have 4 kids.
You have 4 kids and you're sad.
I do. I am very sad. I have a rising senior who's going to look at colleges this year and apply. And I have a rising 8th grader who will graduate and move on to high school for next year. And I have a 3rd and a 4th grader. But I just love summers. I feel like they can relax and be kids and be stress-free. So it makes me happy to see them. So it makes me sad.
Aww.
Kennedy,
well, sending you love.
That wasn't the vibe we were looking for here.
Not at all.
You know what? Wait, no judgment.
I mean, good for her for being a good mom. But we want to hear, get the hell up.
Completely different than words. Landis, I can't even. Amanda's from Woburn. What are those three words, Amanda?
Thank freaking God.
There it is.
There it is.
And I'd like to thank you for editing yourself, because I imagine that's not the word you wanted to use.
Exactly. And now I do feel like a bad parent after the last caller, but I have an 8 and 10-year-old, and they are best friends, except when they're not. And they have been at each other most of the summer. And the hardest thing for me is I'm a teacher, so when they go back, I go back too. So I love my summers. I always think it's going to be super enjoyable to be home with the kids, but then they fight all the time.
Oh, so you just trade 2 kids for 20 kids in September.
And it's probably easier.
Thank you for speaking your truth.
Thank you, Amanda. Lily is from Dedham. 3 words. What do you got, Lily?
Oh, my God. I have a few sentences with 3 words if you guys want it.
Bring it to me.
Traffic, more traffic.
Traffic, more traffic. Yeah.
School buses.
Yeah. Traffic is back.
Damn school buses.
Well,
please get out of the way. Let me get through. Let me get where I have to go.
All right, we lost 3 words, but.
and the buses have to take the kids to school.
All right,
I feel
fine.
Like
last one. The last one, don't have kids.
Oh, wow.
My commute is 10 minutes longer. Stop having children.
It's the honesty for me.
All right. 617-655-1234. I got that text this morning from my wife. I can't even. And you know what she said to me last night?
No.
She said, you know, I was thinking this summer that Barrett was really progressing. He was being more responsible. He's doing more things. I was just so happy to see him progressing.
Do you want me to play back some audio from this past summer of other things to let her know that he wasn't?
Well, and then she said, you know what I realized was he didn't have school all summer, and I haven't seen him for 3 weeks. I can't even.
Oh, Lana.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's time to go back to school. Yeah, the kids need pencils, paper, backpacks, new clothes. But what about mom and dad? Get on down to the Kids Are Finally Going Back to School sale to save big on the things you need to celebrate the kids finally being gone. Get a comfy pillow to take that nap that's been avoiding you all summer. Tailgate the kids' first bus stop with discounts on grills and food. And what's the one thing you love more than your kids? Booze! We have enough wine, liquor, and beer to last you through Thanksgiving break. Because what parent doesn't deserve 8 months off?
617-655-1234. I got a text at 618 this morning.
My goodness, that's awful early.
618. I can't even.
That's awful early to already be there.
At least got orientation all day today. Mm-hmm. Freshman orientation, got to be there first.
That first
thing.
Wake up is a tough one.
Right. He had a thing
re-entry
at school
stuff.
Yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Apparently they didn't talk the whole drive home from school yesterday afternoon.
We're back, baby.
We are back.
3 words.
3 words to describe how you're feeling with your kid going back to school. Meredith and Maxim from Lemonster.
Good
morning.
Guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What are your 3 words, my dear?
A natural progression.
Oh, it's very lovely.
This may not be a popular perspective, but it may be because I'm a teacher. Maxim just started his freshman year.
Get out of here.
On Tuesday. And so I see every stage of, you know, the new section of education as that natural progression. And I don't get, I mean.
All right, we don't need a backstory. We don't need a backstory.
No, we love you both, and I can't believe he's a freshman in high school.
Have a great year, Maxim.
We
Bye,
love
buddy.
You guys. No, we just want your 3 words, and then we're moving on. Kristen from Stowe, 3 words.
Clearly,
warranted meltdown.
Oh.
Kristen understood the assignment. Thank
Take
you, Chris.
Your meds.
Ashley from Wyndham, what do you have? Three words.
All the tears.
Yours or theirs?
My son just started kindergarten, and I am a teacher, so I am in tears that he's in school and that I'm back in school.
That really is a double-edged sword. I'm so sorry.
Well, I hope you both have good ears.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ashley. Melissa is from Cumberland, Rhode Island. What do you got?
Move your butt.
Good advice on the daily.
You're just waking up late already? Oh, I guess
she said what she needed to say.
And she's out.
She's on her way.
She's going to go yell at her kid to move her butt.
Jody from Westboro, three words to describe how you're feeling to as your kids go back to school.
Good morning, Carson and Kennedy. Hey. I say time sure flies. I'm on the other end of it.
Right.
My kids are freshmen and juniors in college.
Wow.
And I miss it.
Are you an empty nester now?
It's all relative. I'm an empty nester, and it's all relative. Embrace it, because before you know it, you're an empty nester.
I know. I'm going to send Barrett
to your
house.
Go live your life, boo.
I'm going to send Barrett to your house.
Do you want Lana's phone number? Because currently she can't even.
I can't even. All right. We have an 11-year-old on with us. What's your name?
Sakharov.
Three words to describe going back to school.
Oh,
yeah, I feel that.
You know, once you're an adult, you never get summers.
Ever. Yeah.
Still hurts when summer ends.
I love telling that story to Barrett. I was like, guess what happens in June and July? Nothing.
Yeah. Life is Groundhog Day.
Claire's from Newton. Good morning, Claire.
Hello, how are you?
Doing good. Three words to describe how you're feeling with the kids going back to school.
Please help me.
Oh, what? Wait.
My niece is going off to college, not even my kid, and I'm paying for her refrigerator and a bunch of stuff from Amazon. Boxes are in my house.
Oh, Auntie, you're the best. Hashtag Aunties for Life.
Yours should probably be should say, I am broke.
Yeah. That too.
Everyone loves Auntie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have a good day, Auntie.
Thank you, Claire.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
All my child-free aunties. Clearing people's lists.
Using that disposable income.
That's what I'm doing, baby. I've been clearing lists for 2 weeks. You don't know it, but I have been.
We got a text, Kennedy.
Yeah.
It's from the 978. So I asked my daughter what words would sum up how I felt yesterday. And she said, I don't know your feelings. You didn't say anything. Now, that could be because I want to strangle her or because I'm bordering on a meltdown.
I think she speaks for us all.
From the 310, my three words are, where's your sweatshirt? Right. Yesterday was the first day of school for our second grader. It was a tad chilly, so we had a sweatshirt on to start the day. When he got home, no sweatshirt. Day one, he's already lost something. Here we go.
I can't even.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It is, as I said, Redemption Week, Kennedy.
Redemption Week.
As we bring back the five most recent competitors that defeated you to give you a shot at redemption.
That's right.
Say hey to Carly from Southeastern.
Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
What was the score when you won before?
I believe it was 5-4.
Woo!
5-4, you hear that, Kennedy?
Got him.
Yeah, she now has a custom gold thing she had done for her teeth. It says 5-4 right in there on her grills. Carly, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
So you know how this works. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win. Kennedy now leaving, heading into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend filed to trademark the phrase gold digger for jewelry and keychains. Bill's 73, and they have a 49-year age gap. What is her name?
Dang it. Jordan. That's all I know.
Does that count, Dan?
No, this is redemption week.
Question number two. Bruno Mars is closing out 2025 in style by adding two New Year's Eve weekend shows to his Vegas residency. Bruno was a part of a song that spent 5 weeks at number one earlier this year. Name the song.
Die with a Smile.
Today is National Burger Day. Which movie is this line from?
Hamburgers, cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger. That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers.
What movie is that?
Pulp Fiction.
Another round of performers have been announced for this year's MTV Video Music Awards. Doja Cat, Post Malone, Tate McRae, and Jelly Roll have all been added to the lineup over the past 5 years. MTV has aired one show more than twice as much as any other programming. Name that show.
What? I have no idea.
Question number five. Fall Out Boy will release a 20th anniversary edition of their breakout album Under the Cork Tree in October. Who is the lead singer of Fall Out Boy?
Yeah, no idea. Man.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
That's all right, Carly.
Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug.
Get this, Carly. So Carly is a teacher who is currently at school for back-to-school training with only the teachers, and she's outside missing the training to play Campy Kennedy.
That's priorities.
That's my girl.
You should get a raise.
I told them I had to take a very important phone call, but gave no other information.
Amazing.
You already know how to teach kids. It's fine.
Carly got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done.
These are
my day.
Yep. It's all right.
It happens.
Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend filed to trademark the phrase gold digger for jewelry and keychains. Bill's 73, and they have a 49-year age gap. What is her name?
Jordan Hudson.
Jordan Hudson. Bruno Mars.
We share a last name and I didn't know it.
Well, now you do.
You'll never forget that one. Bruno Mars is closing out 2025 in style by adding two New Year's Eve weekend shows to his Vegas residency. Bruno was a part of a song that spent 5 weeks at number one earlier this year. Named the song.
Die with a Smile.
2-1. Today is National Burger Day. Which movie is this line from?
Hamburgers. Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger. That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Pulp Fiction.
What's your favorite fast food burger, Kennedy?
Depends on the time of day.
Yeah.
In the morning, Whoppers.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon, cheeseburger, McDonald's. Yeah.
Big Macs. A Wendy's single.
The Wendy's double.
No, if you're going to Wendy's, it's Dave's the double. Baconator.
Shake Shack.
Agreed.
Baconator.
A sack of crystals. I'm sorry, I can't pick one. Stupid question. 3-2. Question number four. Another round of performers have been announced for this year's MTV Video Music Awards, including Doja Cat, Post Malone, Tate McRae, and Jelly Roll. Over the last 5 years, MTV has aired one show more than twice as much as any other programming. Name that show.
Ridiculousness.
Yeah, if you ever turned on MTV, it was Rob Dyrdek watching YouTube videos.
4-2, question number five. Fall Out Boy will release a 20th anniversary edition of their breakout album, Under the Cork Tree. Who is the lead singer of Fall Out Boy?
Gosh, I can never remember his name. Pete Wentz is the only one that comes to mind, but I know it's not him.
Same.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know.
Patrick Stump.
They've sold so many albums that nobody knows the lead singer's name.
And he's the nicest man.
And the bassist is the most famous one. What world is this?
Well, to be fair, he dated Ashley Simpson and he showed his junk, so.
Yes, Pete Wentz did make an impression.
Yeah.
And he was on One Tree Hill, my favorite show, so.
Well, 4-2 is the win. Kennedy gets redemption.
Redemption Week.
Yes. Nice work. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Carly from Easton, and I cannot be Kennedy.
When you go back into training, just tell everyone you won. They're not going to know.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She gives your kids all the space to live their dreams with safety and grace. And the salary she gets, well, it's a disgrace.
Let them know, Kennedy.
Yep.
So let's give her a hand and tell her that we understand, to give her what she needs to help with what she's planned. So clear that list. Help a teacher out, yeah, clear that list. There is need, there is no doubt, yeah, clear that list. Let's help our friends and neighbors to clear that list. Yeah, clear that list.
I heard Darius Rucker did that version of his song when he was down in Quincy.
Yeah, I heard it.
Stadium,
I heard it in my bedroom.
Ago. Yeah, it was. They didn't do their version. He did your version. It is Carson and Kennedy. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. Clear the List back again this year as we attempt to help teachers get through the financial burdens of getting back into the classroom. If you're a teacher or you know a teacher, you know what this is like. But if you're a new parent, you may not realize this, but teachers are spending a lot of their own money and able to get all of the supplies, from the simple stuff like pens and papers to, you know, carpets and dry erase board things. They're having to buy all of it in 2025. Katie is going to be teaching in a new district this year. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
So you've been teaching for a few years already, but moving into a new district, into a new classroom, that has to present some new challenges.
Yeah, a whole new classroom. So I need everything from decor to, you know, just fun things that the kids can play with, like toys and games, because you don't necessarily take that when you leave your old school. You kind of leave it with the kids you already knew. So just trying to fill the classroom with things that will help them be engaged and excited to be there.
You know, I've read hundreds of emails at this point from teachers, and the thing that is standard across the board is, you know, as you're saying, you're starting in a new district, but you have taught before. You could easily carry those things from point A to point B, but a lot of these teachers, they're leaving those things behind for the teacher coming in,
right?
Or they're retiring this year, so they want to get a whole bunch of stuff and pass it out, or
right,
they're a first grade teacher and they're going to share everything they get with the other first grade teachers. Like, what you do to help your fellow teachers, I think, is important, not just the kids. Yeah, you guys have to be united front.
We do, and we all know, because we all have been there, right? We all spend our own money to separate and make sure that our classroom has what it needs. But specifically my population, I work with kids in sub-separate classrooms, which means they are sometimes in those classrooms for a few years while they're working on their skills. Mm. So when I left my old school, I had students that I was leaving behind that loved these toys and these games. And as much as I spent my money on them, I'm not going to take them away from them. I know that that's what's going to help them be successful this year without me.
And with students, you know, as you said, you're in a sub-separate classroom, kids with autism. What kind of things are on your list that might be different from other teachers' lists?
My classroom looks a little bit different because I have a lot of, this year, English language learners, as well as kids who have speech difficulties. So a lot of the books I'm looking for are called adapted books, and they're books that come with little pieces that have images, and it just helps to connect words and language, because obviously pictures and cartoons are the first thing kids are attracted to. So the books that I'm looking for have these additional pieces that can help a child make the connections between words and language and communication.
What you're doing is so special. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so go to mix1041.com. When you go to mix1041.com, you'll see Carson and Kennedy's Clear the List right there. You click it, you go down to Fitchburg, and you will see Katie Arnold right there. You can click on her list and help purchase some of those items off of that. Have a great school year, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
All right. And we're going to talk now to Alyssa Peterson, a second grade teacher in Ashland. Again, you go to mix1041.com, look for Clear the List. We've got them all listed by all of the towns. A second grade teacher in Ashland, your fourth year teaching, is that right?
Yes, I'm going into my fourth year of teaching, and I'm so excited. We actually had our first day yesterday, so it was great meeting all 23 of my new little best friends.
The fact that you call them your little besties in your email to me, oh my God, I love it so much. And you
yes,
spoke-
and they really do become my little besties. Even my past 2 years, I still get together with my classes, which is great.
And I know there was a teacher that affected you when you were a young person to make you want to be a teacher. Can you talk about Mrs. LaPlaca?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So Mrs. LaPlaca was my second grade teacher, which is ironic because I now teach second grade. And I was brand new to the school in second grade. And obviously any little kid that's new to a school, it's a little scary coming in and knowing, you know, I have to make new friends and meet new people. And she really just made it such an enjoyable experience. And people say you never forget your second grade teacher. And honestly, that's so true. I just remember her being so kind and doing like the most fun things in her classroom. And that really inspired me to do that in my classroom.
I was looking through at your wish list. And one of the things that just kind of caught me off guard was batteries.
Duh.
Batteries.
Duh. Yeah.
Like I would never think in a million years, you're like, oh, pen, paper, tape, you know, paper clips, but batteries. And they're so expensive. Mm.
Oh, yes. I actually just bought some the other day because I just really needed them. And they were about $18 for a pack of batteries just to power some of the little things in my room, things that my kids love, little toys. And I actually have, it's kind of silly, but I have this little slug light. And it's what I use at my small group table to show my students, you know, if the light's on, that means Miss Peterson is not available right now. So, you know, ask three before me. But I just really love being a teacher. And, you know, something I really like to focus on in my classroom is making sure that I'm not just sending off students who know the curriculum, but sending off students that are good people and good human beings. You know, we focus a lot on social emotional learning and making sure I'm teaching my students, you know, it's really important that you go out into the world and you be a kind person and you help others and you show empathy. And that's just, you'll see a lot of books on my list too.
I see that.
I love it so much.
Yeah, the Great Big Feelings books are fantastic.
So much.
Okay,
yes.
So we want people to help you out to clear a few things off your list, like maybe some batteries. There's also a chair on her.
There's a lot of chairs.
Wish list.
A lot of chairs.
These wonderful Great Big Feelings books as well. If you want to look for Alyssa, go to mix1041.com. Click on Clear the List. She's listed under Ashland. Mm-hmm. Go right there. And best of luck in the school year with all your best friends, all your besties.
All your besties.
Thank you guys so much for everything you do. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
bye
Alyssa.
Now.
So, again, Clear the List. You know, the teachers getting back into the classroom, we realize this, and it can be a financial strain for teachers. You know, how much do you think Kaylee spent this year on her classroom? Any idea?
Oh, I have not asked her, but
yeah,
I can only assume it's probably
a couple $100.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I would guess, a couple hundred.
Which is just wild, right?
Most of the emails I've received have said between like $250 and $500 is how much they spend, at least.
Right.
And that's just the beginning of the year. You know, by January, it's all used up and they got to start over.
Right.
So
Clear the List. Go to mix1041.com if you want to help out with Alyssa or with Katie or any of the teachers. And we have teachers on there that we haven't had a chance to talk to. They are all there, listed by town, listed by city. And you can do that at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Her voice just does it for me.
Makes me think of the marathon.
Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. It is Thursday, August 28, 2025. The dog days of summer are over. We are.
That's depressing.
Heading
Why
into.
Would you say something?
Well,
like
it's
that.
Happening. It's Labor Day weekend, Kennedy.
Yeah, I know. So let us get through it. What are you, Target selling haunted house merchandise?
I already
right
got
now?
My Halloween stuff out.
What are
no,
you, pumpkin spice latte?
No, believe me. No,
we had a boat scheduled for Friday to go celebrate Labor Day weekend.
You do?
And then we looked at the weather in the mountains of New Hampshire, and it's going to be like 65.
It is going to be chilly.
And we were like, summer is over.
Just layer. Dress in layers.
It's going to be chilly this
weekend. We'll be out there shivering like, it's still happening.
That's right.
It's still summer.
I'm making it summer and I don't care.
Have you seen what they're saying about the traffic this weekend?
Yes.
That it could be...
The worst traffic ever.
The worst traffic in the history of...
And it's starting today.
Starting today.
Sweet.
That's so good. It's so good.
Just pack your patience, guys. Just know you're not the only person heading down the Cape in the next couple days or up to New Hampshire. You're going to be there with some friends.
It's going to be wild this weekend.
Drive faster. You're all slowing me down. I have places to be.
Oh, Dan.
I read a story that said if we all drove the speed limit, there would be no traffic. Do you believe that?
I think we're overpopulated.
I think if the street didn't have any entrances or exits, sure. But people have to get on and get off, and therefore you have to slow down or speed up.
But that speeding up and slowing down, like because you're going so fast, like if you would maintain your speed limit at, say, if it's 55, if you stayed 55 all the time.
You can't stay 55 if you're getting off the road on a 30-mile-an-hour off-ramp.
Mm-hmm.
If one lane is coming, I hear what you're saying.
I didn't say it. I just read the story that transportation experts say on highways, if we don't do 65 when the speed limit is 55, or when it's 65, we don't do 75, that it would actually flow better. The roads are meant to handle those speeds, not the 10 miles or 15 miles an hour that we all do over.
That sounds like crap.
Is it? Because think about it. When you drive,
what you're saying,
because you're always getting up on somebody and then you got to jam on the brakes and then that causes
thing. But if cars didn't have to get on and off.
Right.
Typically, sometimes at the same time on both sides.
Right.
Or if everybody just drove 75 on the highway, it would also flow better. It's faster.
I get passed every morning by someone going at least 90 miles an hour on the expressway. Every morning.
I don't understand what the aversion is that we have in New England to fly over overpasses. Because, you know, I grew up in Florida, and if you had a big intersection of a high, or even the exits, you didn't have, like, you know, 95 where it meets 93, where you all have to that sound when you're trying to get on and off. In Florida, it just goes over and around, so you don't actually have to pass one another. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've seen them.
Right. Why don't we have those here?
I don't know, brother.
What do we have against flyovers in this?
I don't know who designed this state, man.
Maybe they're more expensive, or they didn't want things in the air, or...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, my guy.
There's probably not a good reason.
Just be patient.
There is no good reason.
Put on
technology has moved way on from what they have.
Put on at 93 and 95. And just laugh as you get through your day. All right?
When are you planning on leaving?
On Friday, right after the show.
Yeah, so...
May the odds 11. Be ever in your favor, buddy.
Yeah. Same. Same.
Like, are you going to the Cape?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. Lana's like, I want, you know, as soon as you get home, we can go. And I'm like, that's going to be right in the middle of all of the chaos.
I don't think there is a good time unless you leave in the middle of the night.
Right.
But as I say, just know it going in. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You'll get there. We'll all get there. Mm. And then you can enjoy your long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Woody-hoo.
You say that now, but when I'm sitting in traffic for 2 hours to drive 50 miles, I'm going to be...
All kinds of curse words.
And then when I finally get there, it takes me about an hour to be like, because of the stress of it all.
Dude, just walk into your backyard.
Yeah.
That backyard just transports me.
No, I'm grateful. I know these are first world problems.
To another land. When I walk into that backyard of yours, I am somewhere else.
Yeah.
It is wonderful.
It's true.
Just wonderful.
It's true. All right.
Let's be positive.
Positive about traffic?
How does she do that, Dan?
She doesn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, she's sitting in her house like, everyone be calm.
Yeah, she's sitting at Wollaston Beach while we're all
looking at the waves.
Looking at the moron next to us who's on their phone watching a movie while driving.
I wish I could be in traffic with somebody traveling somewhere this weekend. So, you know what? Be grateful.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop.
game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Andrea from Melrose.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good.
Love to hear it.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Andrea?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
We're all waving goodbye.
I always wave goodbye to her, even though no one can see me.
Not even her, because she's walking away when you do it.
Nope, it's for me.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You will get more right than Kennedy. You win $100. Kennedy is in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jack Black, 56 today. He played Poe, the dragon warrior, in four movies from which franchise?
Jack Black, did you say?
Yes.
The dragon movie. Oh, my God, this is so hard. Can you repeat it?
Sure. He played Poe, the dragon warrior, in four movies.
The dragon warrior.
Yes.
Okay.
Name the franchise.
I can't even think of it.
Question number...
How to Train Your Dragon?
Question number two. On this day in 1963, this man declared, "I have a dream," in an iconic speech to 250,000 people in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Who is he?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Shania Twain, 60 today. She, finished the lyrics to one of her most famous songs. Take a listen.
The best thing about being an old man is the prerogative to have a little fun. They're totally crazy. Looking at my lady.
Finish. Shorts, skirts, canned something? I don't remember.
Question number four. The Yellowstone spinoff with Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser is officially happening. Which two characters do they play on Yellowstone?
Oh, God. I watched this, too.
Well, it
should be
easy. No.
I know. It should be easy, but I get so nervous.
Take a breath. Just...
Lusa. I know.
It's
Lusa.
Just trivia. You're going to do it. You're going to get through it.
I don't know if I can. I can't do it. All right, next one.
Nicolas Cage will play Joseph, the early father of Jesus, in a horror thriller called The Carpenter's Son. It's due out sometime this fall. Nicolas Cage played Count Dracula in this 2023 movie that flopped at the box office. Name the movie.
I didn't even know he played a vampire before.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Yeah.
So I understand, Andrea, this is your last day. Your five-year-old is headed off to kindergarten.
Yes. Yesterday was our last full day. Today she's doing her screening, so we're just getting a donut, and then we're going to school for a little bit.
Have you taken the photo yet? You know, that one on the front steps?
I did not. I did it with my seventh and fourth grader. She's going to get it on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Have we got a whole big plan? Is there a theme?
No theme.
I bet the theme is first day of school.
Yeah, that's really
the theme. Yes, that's...
I know, but sometimes you do a theme, like it's all flowers or it's all cars. Or...
No, it's just first day of school.
Chalkboard
sign. I'm going to try to hold in my tears.
Andrea got 1 out of 5.
Oh, jeez.
So...
At least it wasn't zero.
That's correct.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jack Black, 56 today. He played Poe, the dragon warrior, in four movies from which franchise?
Kung Fu Panda.
One of the best games at Dave & Buster's.
R.I.P. It's not there anymore.
1-0. On this day in 1963, this man declared, "I have a dream," in an iconic speech to 250,000 people in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Who is he?
Martin Luther King Jr.
2-1.
If you were only going to get one right, I'm glad it was that one, Andrea.
Same.
Shania Twain, also celebrating birthday today, 60 years old, finished the lyric to one of her most famous songs.
The best thing about being an old man is the prerogative to have a little fun. They're totally crazy. Looking at my lady.
White. Silk shirt. Silk sound. Let's go, girls.
Men's shirts, short skirts.
Obviously.
There we go.
Thank you, Carson. That was perfect.
Now 2-1. Question number four. The Yellowstone spinoff with Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser is officially happening. Which two characters do they play on Yellowstone?
Beth and Rip.
I am in for that one. I am in. Those are two great characters.
Yeah,
me and too. And I watched it. I can't believe I can't remember. I couldn't remember that.
Their chemistry is so good. So 3-1. Question number 5. Nick Cage will play Joseph, the early father of Jesus, in a horror thriller called The Carpenter's Son. Kennedy.
That sounds about right.
What's up with your boy blaspheming, Kennedy?
That tracks.
Nicolas Cage played Count Dracula in this 2023 movie that flopped. What is it called?
I thought it was hilarious. Rumpelmans. Rasputin. Rothschild.
Men's shirts.
It starts with an R, though, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Renfield.
Renfield.
Renfield is a great.
Some Rumpelmans probably would have made it more watchable.
I thought it was hilarious. The fact that he was going to a support group, I mean, it was very clever. Anyway, I digress.
3-1 is the final score.
Oh, like at least I didn't get crushed, right?
No, not at all. Those were tough.
Those were tough questions. We do appreciate
all right,
your
call. Yeah, this just gives me, I'm going to call back and try again.
That's my girl.
There you go.
I like that. I like your moxie. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Andrea from Melrose, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.